All right. Good evening, everybody. This is the Odyssey Board of Directors meeting for April 17th, 2019. It is 7:06, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Make sure the flag doesn't fall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. So now we'll go to the approval of previous meetings minutes. Does everybody have a copy? I think we have copies right here.
I do need a copy.
All right, Laura, I do have one change in new business under report of the search committee. Under number four, where it says two qualified applicants dropped out of the running. I know why one dropped out, but I don't know why the other one dropped out. But it wasn't due to other commitments.
Just say dropped out
of
the running?
Yeah, just say dropped out. Dropped out of the running.
Yeah, you told me that.
That's a big man's comment.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people were being kept on the media. No, they told me. Yeah, a lot of people.
I offered to drive a couple of the older people. They're going to let me know tomorrow.
Just a little caravan.
That's right. It's a shame.
Yeah.
But that Metropolitan Alexius from Atlanta that goes to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Nice Metropolitan. You can tell by the way he talks.
Yeah, I met the Metropolitan from Denver. My cousin married a guy from Wyoming.
Yeah.
And he's a dermatologist. And so he invited the Metropolitan to their wedding.
Nice.
Okay. Oh my God, the nicest guy. He was like, come on, hang out. And it's a very pious man. And I'm like, wow, this is what a priest should be.
All right, does anybody else have any amendments to the minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
I so move.
I second.
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? All right, so what's next?
Acknowledgement of student and staff achievements.
Denise, that's fine. Do you want to do acknowledgement of student and staff achievements?
I would love to. Unfortunately, there was a last minute cancellation by the teacher who couldn't be here, but I'd like to recognize our high school civics teacher, Lauren Jester. She's a second year teacher. She was awarded a $24,000 fellowship to pursue her master's degree of history and constitutional studies through the James Madison Memorial Fellowship Foundation. Huge deal. It's a competitive national fellowship. One teacher per state is selected, so
great.
It's quite an honor. And a major component of the fellowship, so she'll be pursuing her master's, the $24,000 is for tuition monies. But in addition to that, she will participate in a 4-week summer institute on the Constitution of the Foundations of American Constitutionalism. And it's held in Washington, D.C. And fellows attend the institute after they have matriculated into a graduate program and commenced coursework. So she'll be headed there presumably this summer. Lauren is a fantastic representative of our school. And in fact, the high school social studies department is the three ladies work so well together, and we're just really proud of Lauren and that she will bring that knowledge and all the work that she has, she'll bring that back to the classroom and share it with our students. So we're very excited for that. Unfortunately, Lauren last minute had an emergency, she couldn't be here tonight, but we're very happy to celebrate her fellowship. So,
congratulations. Excellent.
May I see that second?
You can keep this if you like.
It just makes me nervous.
Okay, I'll check it.
Off. How do you check it without? Okay. All right. Excellent. Anything else? Is that it for now? That's it for now? Okay.
That's it for now.
Excellent. Public comment, right? Is that the next one? Yeah, public comments. Nobody signed up, so we'll move on to the monthly financial review. Karen, are you ready? Should I move?
Did we just show this behind you last time?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't
should I move?
That one's pretty obvious. Screen.
Yeah. What about lights?
We can turn this light off.
But there's that need to go off again. Just the network password.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, this laptop is a little slow, but I'll start talking. So we are reviewing the report as of March 31st. So we are 9 months or 75% of the way through the fiscal year.
It's just
maybe I won't do it view slideshow, just show you the slides the way they were. No, it's not going to let me.
Oh.
We'll bring it up again and see what happens. Yeah, there's something wrong. I took it off my email and I closed my email, so it may not be there anymore.
Okay.
Very good. I'm not going to announce not up there.
Do you want to?
It has something to do with the duplicates.
All right, well, we will work on that for next month. I apologize. So we mentioned we're 9 months away through the fiscal year. Our budgeted revenues are at 98.3% at this point in time of the $29 million that is in the final budget. And during March, we collected local interest of almost $15,000, food service funds of $99,000, aftercare of almost $38,000. We received 2 months of rent and tenant billings from academia, so they're actually a month ahead right now. And student body activities of almost $20,000, capital campaign receipts of $52,000, a very small grant from the state for CPR training of $237 and miscellaneous receipts of $504. These are pretty much the revenues that you're going to see coming in for the rest of the year because, as I think was mentioned before, we have all of our state and local proceeds from school districts and the state. The expenses, where the final budget is just over $26 million, including the contingency. Expenses are at 75.54%, including encumbrances of $136,000. As you look at the cash flow, the legal size pages, you can see some pluses and minuses in the budget for the expenses. We're at the point in the year now where everything's very stable. Certainly shouldn't be any surprises at this stage. We can do a pretty good cash projection on expenses, although we're still being a little bit conservative. So you do see some pluses and minuses as you go down the expenditure list, particularly under the contracted services. But overall, they net to savings. And the cash flow that's projected at the end of the year right now without spending any of the contingency is $3,778,000, which is about $50,000 higher than we were looking at last month. Some of that is due to the fact that we don't budget that interest. We receive interest more at this time of year because local tax collections come in January from the school districts, December and January, and some of the savings that we're starting to recognize in the expense lines. As you look at the expenses in March, March is a three-pay month, so salaries and other employment costs are a third higher than usual. If anybody has any questions on that, otherwise the second page of your report is your monthly web report that reflects the numbers we just discussed.
Does anybody have any questions for Karen?
No.
Okay. All right, so hearing, anybody have any questions for Karen? Last call. Hearing none, Karen, thank you very much. It's always very well done. Thank you very much, and thank you for your hard work in creating an extra $50,000. Right, exactly. So do I have a motion to approve the web report for posting to the website?
I'll give that.
That's from George. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Who was that? Mike?
Stuart did it one time.
Was that Mike?
There you go. There's one going on here.
That's kind of strange.
It's just on Mike.
There's more. Another one.
That's okay.
I tried all.
I always travel with clients.
I have a couple in here. I just didn't have time to grab it.
I took the challenge before we started, and I couldn't get on board.
All right. All in favor of approving the web report for posting to the website? All in favor? Aye. All opposed? All right. Thank you, Karen. Up next, head of school report.
Good evening. Sit down, please.
So we don't have agendas, please?
No, we do.
Oh, excellent.
We do.
Oh, there is an agenda. Yeah, an agenda.
Those are minutes.
All minutes. March 20. That's right.
I just need one because so I'd know what to do.
No, that's fine. You were.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I think I gave you one, right? Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening. We are going to start off tonight by reviewing and discussing the 1920 school year calendar. I emailed that to board members earlier today for review. This does need to be approved by the board and then will be shared with the Department of Education. So highlights for the calendar for the upcoming school year. As with this year, we are planning to return to school after the Labor Day holiday. That was well received by our community, and also due to the ongoing construction efforts that we've had in the past and we will continue to have this summer, the additional week of construction time when we come back after Labor Day is beneficial. It's much needed. We will be, for winter break, once again, we'll be a week and a half like we had this year. That, again, was well received by the community. The first falls on a Wednesday, so coming back for that Thursday, Friday is the plan. And we will close out the last student day on Friday, June 5th, and the last day for staff on Friday the 12th. As planned right now, there is 186 staff days, 167 student days. Based on 6.6 instructional hours per day, that will yield us 6.4 extra days over and above state mandates for students, so that gives us a nice cushion for inclement weather, snow days, etc. So although we have makeup days, weather contingency days built into the calendar in June, with that buffer of 6.4 days, we anticipate that wouldn't be needed. Yes?
Quick question. If we don't use those, if we have a mild winter, we still have those extra days in classes, or do we have to give them all to give the...
They're instructional days. The way that this calendar is built out is with the 6.4 additional days built in,
okay,
regardless of whether the weather is,
climate or if it's warm.
Yes.
Okay.
Questions, comments?
Denise, is there any benefit, winter break, is there any benefit to bringing the kids back that Thursday and Friday right after New Year's? What's the rationale behind that?
Mm-hmm. So to begin with, 2 full weeks we have found is a long break for students to be away during the school year. We also received feedback from our parents, our community, that for to be out of work for childcare and whatnot, that was feedback that we received over the past few years as well. This was also, the calendar was also shared with some staff members, and that was one of the talking points that, or the questions that we had was, would you prefer to have the students come back for 2 days and it's kind of, they acclimate back, you know, after the break, or and then if that were the case, mind you, at the end of the school year, students would come back for 2 days, like on a Monday and Tuesday, on like the
Rather
than a full week.
Right.
A full week is tough, but the 2 days is kind of like a buffer.
Right. So based on the feedback from our families and also the staff that we touched base with, they felt that that was made more sense mm-hmm. for the students.
And childcare is usually easier to get in the summertime rather than in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. After, again, a week and a half of being off, so.
Yeah.
What's the end date? What's the last day for students this year?
11.
The 11th.
Yeah, I know. Memorize. 11.
So is that 6-5? Is that? Or it seems a little early to me. Or is 6-11 just late in the game? Is this where we normally end up? Is this consistent with other schools?
It is, and some of the local districts and charter schools, it's a mixed bag as far as coming back before or after Labor Day. There's also staff development days, there's Rosh Hashanah and some other holidays where for our community, as we did this year, we do not have after school activities in acknowledgement of the Jewish holidays in September and October. Other school districts in the area, some of them, not all, some have off those days. So it depends on the district and the charter.
I took a look at the other schedules that were already proposed, like Red Clay already did their calendar. Mm-hmm. And I find it aligns quite well with Red Clay and other school districts.
Mm-hmm. Being that about 1/3 of our school population resides in the Red Clay School District, we do look to Red Clay's schedule for convenience for the families. Also, of course, we share transportation services with Red Clay. So when we developed this schedule, we literally had 5 other school calendars that we were consulting to inform us, lining up with staff development days, days off for Red Clay, where we may run buses for Red Clay, but if our school is closed, you know, there's efficiencies mm-hmm. there. So,
right. Did you look at Academia Antonio Alonso's schedule?
Yes.
Do they have theirs?
Okay. Well, we looked at the days that they had off last year. Theirs is not public.
Okay. So you need us to approve this.
So if you take a look at your school board report, the suggested language there.
I like it, Denise. All right, does anybody else have any questions? All right, so is there a motion for approval of the 2019-2020 school year calendar as distributed
and
reviewed for official submission to the Delaware Department of Education?
Yes, I'll submit that.
Tammy moves.
Yep.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Elias seconds.
Quick question, sorry, just for discussion purposes. The spring break, that was the question that had come up last year. This one aligns with the majority of the other districts.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Just wanted to double check.
Spring break is the Friday before Easter and the following week, so, like this year.
You got it?
I'll catch up, yep.
Okay, any further discussion, any further questions about the calendar? All right, hearing none. The motion for approval of the 2019-2020 school year calendar as distributed and reviewed for official submission to the Delaware Department of Education. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None.
And I will make sure that this gets out to staff tomorrow before we leave for break.
Excellent.
And we can post it as good well timing. To the website. Mm-hmm.
And you said that you had staff input towards
yes.
the calendar, and I want to commend you for that nice move.
Thank you, Laura. Up next, we have the board needs to review our unit count audit procedure. This is a policy that has been in place up to this point. However, our pupil accounting coordinator pointed out that there is a need for board's approval of this language, this policy, as it relates to out-of-state employees' children who may be attending school here. And in fact, next year we will have three students attending Odyssey whose parent is a teacher here. So if you take a look at your board report, the language is pretty straightforward, but this is for awareness and also policy approval. Out-of-state children whose parents or legal guardian is employed on a full-time basis by any reorganized school district may attend school in the district where the parent or guardian is employed during the period of the parent or guardian's employment upon written approval of the receiving district and payment of tuition if charged by the district. Such children may not be included in the September 30th unit count for state funding purposes. What this means is that we do not receive funds for these out-of-state students. So, for instance, this year our count is 1803 enrollment. It's actually, we have 1805 here on campus because two of them are out of state, so we do not receive funds for them. So, although I don't know the deep history around this, the way that I read this is that there may have been districts that were, or boards that were not aware that out of state students do not receive state funding.
Which makes sense.
It makes sense. And again, this is we follow this policy. There's very few students over the years that have been in this situation, but it's important that obviously the board students, out-of-state students are here that we're not receiving funds.
Now, if I'm understanding correctly, do we charge tuition then to
no.
their home schools?
You could.
We could if we wanted to, but good try. Okay. So the verbiage says that it's possible, right? But we just...
No, I think it means if we had charged tuition
anybody.
To anybody, then we could charge tuition.
Yeah, I don't think charter schools are allowed to charge tuition to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember when we had certain cases in Red Clay that there was a discussion about the parents either paying a portion of their...
Mm-hmm.
attendance
mm-hmm.
or the home district paying a portion of the attendance because people who worked at Red Clay wanted their kids in Red Clay schools, but they were like they resided in Pennsylvania, for instance.
So that might be true for Red Clay, but
what I'm asking. I'm just asking about
how
we operate.
I think the charter school statute says that is, and we can talk to our attorneys about this. I think it's pretty clear that we can't charge tuition. I don't know what the public school district statute says, but the charter school statute, I think, says that. It's something to look into.
Is this implying that we could potentially...
Not that I want to do that. I just wondered about, like, going back to the schools, not the parents.
Wonderful teachers who make a lot less.
Not to the parents of the kids, but to their home districts, if it was a possible remuneration.
Yeah, if you could charge tuition, they have absolutely no obligation to you. And I know when I was a school business manager, districts in Pennsylvania would try that, and we were always like, no.
I do have a side question. If we have students outside Delaware that come here, are we responsible to provide busing for them?
No. I thought the state of Delaware, you're not required
okay,
to.
Okay, I just want to make sure
that. Pennsylvania is, but not Delaware.
We do not, so this employee, the employee.
They probably bring their kids with them.
Is the caveat. That's the only way that an out-of-school or out-of-state student could apply and attend Odyssey. So that would.
They'll come in.
Well, Delaware is not required to. The state of Delaware is not required to. Pennsylvania is. That's why Pennsylvania students come to like Tattnall and require Chad's Ford busing, et cetera, but not Delaware.
So your motion, or your request, Denise, is that we make a motion just to recognize that this is so.
Correct.
Well, we have to authorize it. That's
correct.
Basically.
Right.
Does it need to be posted anywhere or on the website, or they just need to know?
This is part of our policy, and this is now this being approved and written into minutes is the acknowledgement there.
There'll be three, you said, next year?
Yes.
I think what we can say is motion to acknowledge that out-of-state children, and then the whole thing in the quotations.
That do it to motion to approve these. Unicorn audit procedure.
Okay. And Laura, I can send this to you.
Yeah, it's okay. Right. I got it. You go ahead and do what you do. I'll catch up.
Okay, so the motion is to acknowledge that out-of-state children whose parent or legal guardian is employed on a full-time basis by any reorganized school district may attend school in the district where the parent or guardian is employed during the period of the parent or guardian's employment upon written approval of the receiving district and payment of tuition if charged up by the district. Such children may not be included in the September 30th unit count for state funding purposes. I think that's really the key part.
Yes.
So is there, does someone want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Tammy makes it. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, I'm not going to read it again. The motion is what it is. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right.
Great.
It passes. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
I think it's fine with just one quick question. How do they get entry to the school? Do they go into a sibling lottery? Do they get preferential acceptance
employees,
based
children
on employees?
Children have, are in the separate preference
category.
Lottery, right?
They get,
okay. Before the general population. Okay, thank you. Onward. We're in the throes of testing right now, and it's running fairly smoothly. We are moving two testing labs due to excessive heat. We're moving them into classrooms where we are adjusting, and we appreciate the faculty's flexibility in that because the environment makes a difference.
Why was there excessive heat and just all that brain power?
Yes, that. And
I know it's not coming from my kids.
We have temporary computer labs set up in Building 23 in the area that's about to be renovated, actually. And it served its purpose. Now it's starting to literally warm up outside. Testing is really a beast. It's an animal. We have a lot of students in grades K and up over the course of the next 8 weeks to test. So we have these temporary labs, but we simply could not handle literally the heat that was in these rooms. It's not conducive for the students, so we're making some adjustments there. We are awaiting our results from the SATs and the PSAT exams that were taken last month, and DCAS and, like I said, Smart and Balanced are ongoing through the end of May. So when we come back from break, we'll keep on going, keep on trucking.
And when do you expect to receive the Smart and Balanced results?
Midsummer. July is when we typically get the initial results. Our STAR results, we'll get those earlier in June. We'll be able to turn those around and share that information.
Do you have the numbers from last year? I can't remember. The number, like the results from last year.
From Smarter Balanced or?
Any of them.
Well, yes. Do you want them broken?
Just comparing next time when you present these.
Last year and this year, sure. We have, tomorrow we have 11 students heading down to Dover for an Earth Day press conference with Governor Carney. Our students have been down in Legislative Hall over the past month talking with a number of legislators, and Governor Carney is going to announce his support for a ban on single-use plastic bags. So 11 of our students will be down in Dover to be on hand for that announcement, which is really exciting. We were just awarded a $5,000 grant from the NEA Foundation, the Student Achievement Grant. This money is going to be used for a portable kitchen unit that's going to support our food studies coursework. This was just announced. It's a big grant. We're really excited. And this supports a lot of the green initiatives that we have going on, as well as the food studies courses that we're developing. So that will be rolled out, literally, next year.
With that, what do we have about it?
Yesterday, the Department of Education held their first annual equity conference. It was a big deal. Again, Governor Carney was on hand. We had school representatives there. The state, as a collective unit through the Department of Education, is focused on issues and practices around equity in the classrooms and in schools, and our representative brought it back a lot of good information, and I'm asking her to work with other faculty members and the administration so that we can roll this out in a broader way for the next school year. We had four teachers visit the Jefferson School down in Sussex County yesterday, looking at their efforts around sustainability, green efforts. They have pygmy goats. We're not getting pygmy goats anytime Aww. Soon. A bee hive. It's like a bee observation. It's like this like thing. Anyway, they looked at a few different ways that that Jefferson School is integrating sustainability on their campus, and they're bringing back ideas on that. And last but not least, WJBR's Teacher of the Month was our teacher, second grade teacher, Casey Bounds. So that was a really nice celebration. We concluded our readathon a couple weeks ago, and I can't believe it, our school raised over $16,000, which is amazing. And all that money is going to be dedicated to technology and, of course, books. It's readathon books in the classrooms and in our libraries. Our American Heart Challenge, also known as Jump for the Heart, raised over $16,500. Which is amazing, and most of that money goes to the American Heart Association. It's a fundraiser for AHA, but around $1,500 of that will go right into our physical education department, back to the students. Our spring break in Greece, our 37 students and 6 staff members, if everything goes according to plan, they will be home tomorrow. There's been some wonderful pictures. They're having a great, safe time, and we look forward to hearing all the wonderful things that they encountered over in Greece. And last but certainly not least, this Friday begins our school's spring break, and we will be closed as a school through the 26th. Woo! Yeah. And everyone's been working hard leading up to that. Any questions?
Go ahead, Mike.
I do have one. Is there any updates with the Greek programs and how they're, or the immersion program compared to the ELS, the FLEX?
So we will have more information on that towards the end of the school year, because mid-year testing data, we wait for the beginning and the end of the school year, so we'll have more
information?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a couple months. Like right now, we're in the throes of end of year testing, but the Greek program, FLEX versus immersion, yes, we'll be looking at that at the end of the school year after that data comes
out. Are you using the STAR evaluation to test the students and comparing the different cohorts?
Yes, okay. For their reading and mathematics,
right? Because the focus or mission, I guess, the school is mathematics and language. So make sure that we're on the same track with that.
Absolutely. I mean, we can talk separately too. That's some of the dissertation work.
I know you're working on it, but I just haven't heard anything. I just want to touch base.
Great.
I think some of those results were in the report that I sent.
The one you sent there, the report. But I like just to hear it. It would be a nice opportunity to ask a question and dialogue. Thanks.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Denise. Ricardo, there he is.
Good evening. Good evening. Very quickly, operations as usual is very, very busy partnering and continuing to work with Denise's academic team, supporting all the activities that are happening. IT is working with the group of the computer labs in partnership with facilities to get most of that taken care of over the spring break. And Dina will be reaching out to the teachers to make sure that those transitions occur smoothly. We're also making use of the state safety and security grant that we got, about $48,000. Part of that funding is being used to consolidate all the servers that we currently have for all the camera systems. Each building has a different server for the management of the camera systems. It's very cumbersome and inefficient. So we're consolidating that platform on a much more modern and user-friendly platform so that it's going to be a lot easier to control and review and manage. And there are bells and whistles that are coming. So part of the funding that we are, that we got from the state and is on the books is being used for that. On the facility side, we finally completed the wall mats in the little gym. Better late than never. I think the facilities team, kudo to the team because they did the installation and saved about $4,000 instead of subcontracting it. And it looks very, very nice, so they did a great, great job there. The other thing that finally got installed because the weather has allowed are the basketball boards behind buildings 21 and 22. 21 and 22, and then a second basketball board here in front of building 20. To all the teachers and the phys ed folks that have been clamoring for it, we just appreciate the patience. And now while they're up and the kids are apparently enjoying them very, very much. Finally, in terms of transportation, just to give you a sense of the investment that has been made this year in terms of the additional buses that we got in the middle of the year, but also the two vans, that we got in support of field trips and in support of athletic runs and those kinds of things. Just in the month of April, the 18 days, Evan's team is coordinating 46 field trips and sport runs. And this is all money that was budgeted by the athletics department and by the school to pay third parties. And so there is an economy of scale resulting from this investment. So we have a 15-passenger van and we have a 10-passenger van as part of the transportation.
And are they branded with Odyssey Charter School?
Not quite yet.
Okay. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're parked in front of building 21. The middle school, I believe, but mostly the high school students use it.
Okay.
Fair statement.
The vans.
The vans, yes. And thank you. Thank you to all the school staff, the academic staff, that has taken the training to actually drive the vans. And so yesterday I saw Stephanie zooming out with the vans. And it was...
Not really zooming.
Yeah.
Zooming out slowly with the van there while I was directing traffic. But thank you to the staff too, that is also embracing the use of the vans and being part of that. And finally, we in partnership with the upcoming trip of the Greek exchange student programs, Marina has been working very, very closely with Evan. and practically all, if not all, the excursions, you know, the trips to Philadelphia and to Washington, D.C., et cetera, will all be coordinated through the transportation department. So, you know, it's putting the investment that you have supported the school with at work. And in addition to the quality improvements that we've seen over the past year, 15 months, you know, these are the added positive impacts that we have had working together in terms of serving the kids. And it's all as quiet on the food service front. I don't know if anybody has any questions.
I got a question.
Yes.
So I know summer's coming up, but we're also just 4.5 months away from the start of the next school year.
Yes.
And so I want to know where we are with respect to the classroom build-outs for the expansion and the new students of those. How are we progressing along with that timeline? Are we projected to have it done?
Well, we are working. We've been having meetings. We are closing on the analysis, if you recall. I think I'd mentioned that we had had a call with the investors. We presented a couple of scenarios to see about the release of the remaining funds in the escrow account. We're finalizing that analysis. We have an investor call to talk facilities next Friday, not this week, the following week. And we're getting our arms around in terms of the timeline. Yes, the commitment is to get it done by when we, you know, when we get back by the beginning of September. We're threading through this analysis in terms of estimates. We had a very high-level estimate that the investors had requested for us to make more robust. We're finalizing that analysis this week in preparation with a conversation there, and to then start the work so that we can drive it to complete it in the month of August.
When is that call with the investors? Next Friday?
Yeah, next Friday.
Are the board members permitted to be on that call?
Board members want to be part of
this. We have to be careful because
we don't
of
have
quorum issues. Yeah.
And this is specifically talking about, you know, as I said, the placeholder of about $930,000, you know, that we had discussed with them, with, you know, with the plans, and presenting to them the supporting documentation for that.
And I know it's always tight, and that's why I'm just concerned, because if we're shooting for like mid-August or something, if anything happens.
Well, we're actually trying to shoot for even a little earlier than mid-August, okay, depending on the path that we follow. So yes, it's a very aggressive timeline. Everybody's telling us we should have started a week ago.
Or
but we've got a lot of moving parts on many fronts, and Denise and I want to make sure that, you know, all the different parts do hold together as we are also starting next year's budgeting process.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ricardo. So one of the new things that I have put onto the agenda is the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee report.
I actually do have just a couple things to say.
Okay, excellent. So first, I was going to introduce to people who don't know who he is, Paul Brooks, who is the chair of the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. He's the one that's drafted the letters that I've read at the last several meetings just describing what the committee is. One of the things that we need to do that is part of the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee's roles and responsibilities is to provide intermittent reports to the board to kind of let the board know what's going on, because...
Yeah, we never knew that before.
Right. Well, but now anyways, we do. That's half the battle.
At this point in the year, the budget is... chugging along, it's on track to have nearly a $3.8 million cash on hand at the end of the year, which meets the investor requirements, the state contingency requirements. So, you know, enough of the budget has been spent that month to month, it doesn't change that much. That being said, we won't have a meeting next month in May. Our next CBOC meeting will be in June, and that's when we'll get the first look at next year's first proposed budget. And then the other thing that we talked about tonight to make more people aware about the CBOC meetings is to add that to the weekly communication, you know, where the board meeting has always been on that, but the CBOC hasn't. So it's an open meeting, just like a board meeting. Anyone is welcome to come. We talk numbers and we look at the budget month to month, and if anyone has any questions, we'll do our best to answer them.
It occurs at 6:15 p.m.?
Right? Yeah, and it's most, we're 6:15 before most regular board meetings. Every once in a while when things really seem like, you know, a meeting really wouldn't be that beneficial, we do occasionally skip a month. Typically, I think it's only happened like once we ever missed 2 months in a row, and that was weather-related and things like that. But anyways.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
We do.
Thank you very much. All right. That'll be a regular part of this agenda. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I have an addition to the agenda that I just noticed is gone, is not there. A PTO report from Laura Thompson. I apologize. That needs to be included on there every time.
To point out, nominations are being taken for PTO positions. So get in there, put your hat in the ring. And also, they were talking about teacher and staff appreciation that they're going to do on May 6th. So that kind of dovetails maybe with Tammy a little bit, too. And the Pave the Way campaign that they're doing is to raise money for technology in the elementary classrooms so that there can be 5 Chromebooks per classroom, and then also to provide some furniture in the high school lobby. And they were talking about working out some numbers where if people were able to donate approximately $50 per student, then all of those goals would definitely be met. Understanding that some families can do more, some might not be able to do as much, but being able to see that as kind of a milestone, I think, nice. And then May 1st is the next PTO meeting, so make sure that you come on out. That's
really nice. Thanks, Laura. Tammy, faculty report.
Well, Denise said a lot of the faculty information, which is awesome. Thank you, Denise. I just want to say that it's testing season, so teachers are not only fulfilling all of their obligations regarding observations, but the testing weeks and long test days have begun. Also, go on to donorschoose.org. Teachers are putting up wish lists every day. And I just want to note that the high school science department got $600 from outside sources for safety equipment, so that was awesome. And the sixth grade just had a yard sale to raise money for computers, and I donated a lot of stuff, hopefully you sold it. But other than that, we are looking forward to the fourth quarter, which means we are 3/4 of the way down the school year, and we're wrapping things up with trips and different events for our students. Today we just had Donuts with Dads. Tomorrow's Donuts with Dads. In May we're gonna have Muffins with Moms and Grandparents. Goodies with Grandparents and all these fun different things for students. So as we wrap up the school year, we're not only testing, we're wrapping up education, but we're also having fun, as is the honest way. Thank you. No claps.
I was going to say, I was going to clap for the donuts. The donuts were the best part of my day.
Oh, yeah, it was Krispy Kreme, too.
I know.
I know.
I felt a cavity as soon as I bit into one. But they were delicious. Okay, so we're going to skip the strategic plan committee reports and go on to new business. So this isn't really, I put this on there, this isn't really, I don't know that this really needs approval, but I just wanted everybody to know that I have been in discussions with Dana and especially Dick Haviland and Paul Stock, to give some consulting work on board governance. I cannot remember whether or not when we all came on, we all pretty much came on at the same time on the board. I cannot remember if we did a board training. And I think that...
Through the state.
Right, but that was like online. That was, this is more of an in-person where we can ask questions and things like that and get...
Online and over the phone.
It was over the phone,
I participated
too.
In a phone one as well.
I don't remember that. I remember the online one. But I think it's important that that we as a board, you know, do these refresher courses every once in a while to do this, to make sure that we're doing things the right way, especially in a renewal year, where this is, it's an important thing to do. And so they might do, they'll do some of that. They will also update, potentially, I'm not sure that this is set in stone yet, update the survey that they did 3 or 4 years ago to kind of, again, see what the mindset and the tone of this, the important stakeholders of Odyssey, parents, teachers, community members, things like that, what the issues are and what the, like, what are the topics that people want to talk about as far as board governance goes. So they may or may not do that. I sent around a proposal to everybody. This proposal is not set in stone. And it's for a very modest amount of $3,000, which I think is a steal for the potential input that they can give. I don't think I need a motion for this, but I just wanted everybody to be aware that that I'm doing this. And I'm probably, depending on board turnover, if there is any, at the end of this school year, there will probably be the training that I talked about in July or August, more likely August. So that'll just take into account any potential new board members that we have on the board. Michael.
Yeah, I have a suggestion, and I don't know if it's a committee or maybe a person could be in charge of putting together a packet, an orientation packet for new board members. So when they come on board, they can get informed about what policies are, what job description it is, what to expect at meetings, so that they come in informed, and then signed up for all those training courses.
So I don't think we need a committee for that, but we definitely, that's a good idea. Why don't you start thinking about what should be involved, what should be included
right.
in that packet?
Yep.
Because I know from personal experience that when you come on this board, you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly, you don't know what you don't know, and it would be nice to have a little bit of orientation.
Sure, yeah, and maybe Karen, you can help, and Vanessa too, with kind of a primer on what to look for in the budget and things like that.
So yeah,
and Ricardo and Denise, maybe if there's some things that you could add to that too from your end. That might be value added as well.
So I'll take the lead, and then I'll just
okay.
get together with, you know, what people think and poll what new board members can be educated and oriented as they come on board, so that they can actually review things and know what they're looking at, know you know, the order of business as well, so that they know when we start and what's expected.
And require training.
And yeah, the links and the training from the DOE that they need to deal with in a certain amount of time frame.
Yeah, good point, Mike. Any other questions? Okay, so I'll keep everybody apprised of what the process is and things like that moving forward. Good of the school. I have one thing. This isn't really good of the school, but I can't really think of another place to put this in. We have an absence here tonight. Anna Marie is not here. I don't know when it happened, maybe last weekend, she hurt her ankle pretty seriously, and I think is having surgery on it today. So okay. she's going
Friday.
To be, Friday? Friday? Oh, she told me Wednesday, okay. So she's out of commission for a while, so keep her in your thoughts and prayers, especially this time of year. And maybe if there's something we could, like some flowers. George, you were good about that last time, so. So let's send her some flowers, especially since if her surgery's on Friday. Let's get her some flowers for when she wakes up.
We gotta get George flowers for his kid first.
Yeah.
Congratulate George. It's George's second kid.
Yeah, he's got a second. He's got a new one.
We all know how that is.
Wine is better.
Yeah.
Your eyes are open.
We'll break some next week.
Anything else from the board on good of the school? I also do want to say I am serious that the Donuts for Dads thing was, even though it was cold outside today, all of a sudden, when I was out there twice, it was a great event just to see all the kids out there and with all the parents and things like that. It was, it's always a great event. And I know my wife is looking forward to Muffins for Moms, whenever that may be.
16th and 17th of May.
Of May?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think the email just came out today, if I'm not mistaken.
Good.
16th and 17th?
I would like to add.
Sure.
For the good of the school. Last weekend, a bunch of us were there helping to build the garden, and it was really exciting, and it was a job that had been proposed to take 6 hours, but because of the overwhelming presence of students and parents and volunteers, it only took 4 hours, and it was really nice. They were able to crank out 16 boxes.
Yeah, because we raised it to 24 beds.
And fill, so first they had to kind of level the ground, tear up the dirt, level the ground. Then they got out a level to level the ground. Mm-hmm. And then we made boxes, heavy, big, heavy wooden boxes. Kids were out there with, remember Nitty we met at the, board meeting before? She was out there with the drill, putting them all together. And then there were 6 or 7 kids who'd carry the box over to the place and put it in. And then they had to level it again and had a, like a sledgehammer, but smaller, boom, 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 knocking it into the ground, putting it in. And then they had to put dirt into it, but you couldn't just put the dirt into it. Someone actually brought one of those little teeny front-end loader kind of things.
Oh, like a bobcat.
Yeah, it's like a bobcat. Yep. And they brought that and were filling wheelbarrows that the kids had to roll up onto the ground to be able to fill the boxes. And people had rakes pulling them out and putting all of the things in there. I mean, and then you had to fill around the edges of the boxes on the outside, too, to make sure all the edges were filled in. I mean, this is really a process.
Good.
I mean, for someone who's a non-gardener, this was an education. And I mean, and it was great. So everything was out there. And then I saw recent pictures that kids actually went out and things had been planted in the gardens already.
And they're growing.
We water it every day on my kids' class. And every single bed is germinated because they all have sprout. Every single bed.
Oh, excellent.
Has what?
Germinated.
Oh, I thought you said terminated.
Yeah. Germinated in every bed. And because you have to water it every day until the seeds, until there's sprouts.
Yeah.
And today we were happy to see that every single bed.
That's excellent. Yay.
But I think in May they're going to have a dinner, a harvest dinner, I think
spring
in May,
harvest
right?
Dinner, yes.
And I think it's going to be attended by different Delaware representatives, and yeah, it's going to be a big deal. So
I will make a quick note that this week's video, message for me may have some footage next to the new garden beds. It's going to be up tomorrow, so tune in.
And have you
filmed with the chickens, yet?
Mm-hmm.
Have you filmed with the chickens yet?
Laurie, yeah, you're a week behind.
Okay, all right, okay. I missed that one.
We have 6 chickens, too, in the middle of the courtyard. And you can sign up, too, if you want to take care of the chickens and put them in at night because there's predators. I know that, Lord, my son has journeyed into the cage to put away the chickens. But nonetheless, you can also sign up to get fresh eggs. Every day we're collecting eggs, so sign up.
Do you still need egg cartons? Because we sent in a few. Do you
still need some? We do. We need egg cartons, and then Melissa Tracy will give you fresh eggs. And they're all hens, so there's a lot.
Ashley Sorensen at the PTO meeting, it was really cute. She said that she was telling the chickens, go in your house, and the chickens were ignoring her and wouldn't go in the house. So she said she actually had to wait around for an hour until it got dark enough that the chickens went in by themselves because she didn't want to go in and chase them in. So
that's
I'm glad
Luke
she had help
yeah,
to chase them in. But
it was scary. Very large
but anyway.
Sounds.
Anything else? All right. We will next move into executive session for the things that are noticed in the agenda.
Take a motion.
Do I have a motion to move into executive session?
I'll give that motion.
George, is there a second?
I'll second.
Go ahead.
I'll second.
MK second.
All right. All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed? All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Enjoy your night. Hey, Denise. Do I stop this or pause it?
I would pause it so that we can...